Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 13th of August. The US inflation data for July was exactly as expected. That is, of itself, a little unexpected, as most economies have been experiencing lower than expected numbers in inflation terms of late. Nonetheless, this has allowed for headline writers to wax lyrical about the easing of pressure on the US Federal Reserve. Actually, amongst economists, there was no pressure on the US Federal Reserve because most economists are expecting unchanged interest rates for the remainder of this year. It's worth noting that the next inflation print, which will occur before the Fed meets, will be vulnerable to higher oil prices. Gasoline prices were lower when the surveys were carried out for the July inflation data, and they've moved back above $4 per US gallon subsequently. Other prices continue to look benign, and the economically literate members of the Fed will know to look beyond the gasoline price itself. It's widely reported that US Vice President Vance has been pleading with Ukraine to stop attacking oil tankers moving Russian oil, which says something about the political sensitivity of the oil price to the US administration. The primary election season in the United States is almost concluded, and the recent results have one important outcome for financial markets, namely that prediction betting websites have no link to reality. Prediction betting led to some spectacularly wrong estimates of what would happen. There is a difference between plutocratic polls, which is what betting represents, and democratic polls, which is sort of what's happening in the States. With US midterms and a rash of European elections in the coming 12 months, it is as well to keep this in mind. The UK has its own election focus today, as the far-right Reform Party leader Farage is being challenged by a slate of comedy candidates. UK GDP data was somewhat stronger than expected in the second quarter, with consumption and investment notably strong, and government spending one of the more noticeable drags on growth. The UK's growth is matching that of the European Union aggregate in the second quarter, and it's the second highest of the G7 economies to have reported data to date. Ahead, we've got more inflation numbers. Spanish final consumer price inflation for July is absolutely not likely to change because final CPI numbers never do change. The only thing that can be said for the publication of final consumer price inflation data in the euro area is that the process does allow economists to automatically improve their forecast accuracy statistics. US July producer price inflation has rather lost its urgency in the wake of the consumer price data release, but it's something that is important in monitoring the risks of second round inflation emerging. There are also more Fed speakers on the schedule. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.